Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
I'm watching this Fox News piece with Dr. Manny, you know, our pal, we've been on his show, and I'm telling you, there was this really cool piece with a young woman, Amy Morin, that's M-O-R-I-N, who's a licensed social worker and a psychotherapist, who was talking about the 13 things mentally strong people don't do. That's the book title. She actually wrote this book. Don't you love it? It's that twist on it. It's not just what they do, but it's what they don't do. So I asked her to come on board. Amy, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you on. Congratulations on the book. I think it's fabulous. First, tell us why you wrote this book.
Well, I'd gone through a series of losses in my own life that really taught me a lot about mental strength. When I was 23, my mother had passed away suddenly from a brain aneurysm. And I had to figure out, how do I still go to work every day and be a therapist and help other people with their problems while I'm going through grief? And then on the three-year anniversary of when my mother died, my 26-year-old husband died of a heart attack.
I found myself figuring, oh my gosh,
how do I deal with all of these emotions and still try to function? I had to go to work.
Kidding.
It wasn't an option not to. And then a few years after that, my father-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And unlike when I had lost my mother and my husband in these really unexpected circumstances, this time I knew what was coming. We knew that he had maybe a couple weeks, a couple months left. And I really started to feel sorry for myself. I was thinking, I can't go through this again. But it wasn't like I had a choice. And so it was then that I sat down and I wrote my list of 13 things mentally strong people don't do as a reminder to myself of all those things that could hold me back while I was going through my grief. If I did any of those things, then I wasn't going to be able to be my strongest and best self.
So, Amy, tell me, what is mental strength?
It's really about, there's three parts to it, really, and it's about regulating your thoughts so that you don't think either overly negative or overly positive, really thinking realistically. And it's about managing your emotions so that your emotions don't control you. And then it's about choosing to behave productively despite whatever circumstances you might find yourself in.
I love it. That's fantastic. I want to launch right into the 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Let's get right in here. Let's just start from the top and work your way down here, Amy.
All right. Well, the first one is that mentally strong people don't feel sorry for themselves. And just to be clear, it's different. It's okay to be sad when something bad happens, but what's not healthy is when you start to exaggerate your misfortune and you start to think, I shouldn't have to deal with this stuff, or it's not fair, or nobody else is suffering like I am. That's when it starts to become unhealthy.
All right, so you don't want to be sorry for yourself. What's the next one?
That they don't give away their power, which is about not letting other people control how you think, feel, or behave. Don't blame other people for stealing your time or making you feel mad or bad about something. It's really about taking back that power.
Keep it rocking. What's the
next
one?
And that mentally strong people don't shy away from change. Of course, we feel most comfortable when we're in our comfort zone, but change is inevitable. And so to be able to embrace change and know that it's okay and you can handle change, and then it gives you more confidence to embrace change when you start to believe that.
Right, and that does other things for you. So what's the next one?
That mentally strong people don't waste energy on things they can't control. In reality, there's a lot of things in life we can't control. But when we worry about those things, it really just takes up our time and our energy. It's much more productive when we just focus on what we can control.
All right. Women out there in Her Radio land, you know that the science shows, Michelle and I know, that women don't just worry, they pre-worry. We worry about not worrying enough. I mean, you know how it is.
They pre-worry.
Calm it down. They pre-worry. Come on, man. You love that, don't you? I made that up. Oh, I love it.
I like it.
Okay, so women, all right, listen, don't waste your energy on things you can't control. Okay, Amy, take it away. What's the next one?
Mentally strong people don't worry about pleasing everyone.
Oh, God, here we go.
Another one
Boo.
For us.
Oh, man. I mean, forget it. I mean, women are just failing this terribly. I mean, we'll please people we don't even know, honey. I mean, come
strangers,
on. You come within 100 feet of us, we're there to please you.
Right.
Strangers walk by. We want to please them. Okay. So that's a very... Okay. What's the next one, Amy?
Mentally strong people don't fear taking calculated risks.
Ooh.
And, you know, the truth is that often we're really bad at calculating risk and to figure out just because something feels scary doesn't necessarily mean that it's all that risky. And to move forward with confidence, make it to be bold sometimes. It's hard to do, but it's important.
Okay, next one.
That mentally strong people don't dwell on the past. Sometimes that's about forgiving yourself for a mistake that you made. Sometimes it's forgiving other people or to stop romanticizing the past, whatever it is, to be willing to leave that behind so that you can focus on now and make your future as good as it could be.
Okay, all ruminators, you heard that. Quit dwelling on the past. Move it along, girlfriends. And what's the next one?
That they don't make the same mistakes over and over. Because if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're just doomed to repeat them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which
and
we
what's
do a
the
lot.
Next one?
That they don't resent other people's success, which is usually easy to do when your life is going well. But when you feel like you're on the bottom of the barrel, it's usually much harder to not resent people when they're achieving and accomplishing the things that you want in life.
And women are not good at that. They don't celebrate other women.
And it gets hard. Remember we had that woman on the show, Wyma, and she had that great book, and it was like, oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
well,
not really.
Kinda, sorta.
Not really.
Not really.
Right.
Okay, and what's the next one, Amy?
That they don't give up after their first failure. And as you know, most of the stories about wildly successful people start out with a tale of how many times they failed to get there, but that they just kept getting back up every time that they failed and they
Yay.
Learned from their failure.
It's regrouping. And what's the next one?
That they don't fear alone time, because the reality is that we're so busy in today's world that often we don't take time out from our busy schedules to just think or 10 minutes a day to meditate or write in a journal or whatever it is to just sort of center yourself and keep yourself on track.
Oh,
I like
love
it.
That
and what are the
like
next
that alone
two?
Time.
Knock it out.
That they don't feel like the world owes them anything. Be willing to get rid of that sense of entitlement. And the last one is that mentally strong people don't expect immediate results. We live in that world of instant gratification, right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
I love it. I love it. In other words, how about that patience pill, everyone? Huh?
Right.
You know, expect everything to change overnight. Oh, my God. Just don't even go there. So I love that. This has been absolutely fabulous. So let's go through it again. All right. Don't be sorry for yourself. Don't give away power. Don't shy away from change. Don't waste your time trying to change things you can't control. Don't try to please everyone. Ladies, listen up. Okay. Don't fear taking risks. Practice self-forgiveness. Don't dwell on the past already. Move it along, girlfriends. Okay, don't repeat your mistakes. And then you want to be able to decrease your sense of entitlement. Don't worry about that immediate result. Take a patience pill. Don't give up if it doesn't work out the first time. Don't fear being alone. Did I forget anything? Resent the success.
Yeah, don't resent
other people's success. If something happens nice for them, well, get over it, girlfriends. All right?
Celebrate it, man.
Triumph. We love it. We've been talking to Amy Morin. Her book is 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. We went through every single one of them. Amy, you did a fabulous job of summarizing in a small period of time, you know, the things that women could take home now with them and to use practically on a day-by-day basis. Amy's website is Amy Morin, that's MORINLCSW.com. Amy, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson.
Boy, Amy said some great things. Don't feel sorry for yourself and don't give away your power, ladies. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.